Hello, I'm Mayor Phil Good with your weekly update. We're excited to open the doors to the new City Council chambers in our new City Hall this week. The City of Prescott will host an open house for the new City Council chambers on Thursday, March 9th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at 201 North Montezuma Street. Visitors will be guided to the third floor where the new state-of-the-art chambers are located. Staff will be available to answer questions about the new facilities. City Clerk Sarah Sipe explained that this open house is scheduled to give the public a preview of the new facility in advance of the tentatively scheduled first meeting at 201 North Montezuma Street. The first council meeting in the new chambers is tentatively set for Tuesday, March 14th. Assuming that all goes as expected, all boards and commissions meetings will take place at the new location beginning in April. If you're wondering how to know where a particular public meeting is taking place, look for the agenda of the meeting, which is posted for review at least 48 hours in advance on the city website. The address of the location is posted on the top of the agenda. The City of Prescott and their contractor, Asphalt Paving and Supply, are set to begin the Juniper and Karen Water Main Replacement Project the week of March 20th, 2023. This is a major project which will take about a year to complete and consists of removing and replacing the aged and deteriorated water mains within the Jupiter Vista subdivision and constructing a new water main along Senator Highway. Additional work includes the installation of new water services, fire hydrants, a pressure reducing station, and storm drain improvements. A chip seal application will be applied to the affected streets following utility installation. Final completion and paving is expected to occur in the spring of 2024. Don't forget the city's household hazardous waste collection event starts today for residential trash customers and continues through March 24th. You must register in advance to participate. If you're wondering whether your items qualify, be sure to check out the Recycle Wizard on the city's website. You know, I often hear calls to stop growth and stop building from both new and longtime Prescott residents. As much as we would like to keep our fair town exactly as it was when we moved here, the truth is that no elected official or governing body has the power to put a halt to growth and development. However, we can manage growth and encourage appropriate development, but we can never take away legitimate rights of property owners who wish to develop and build on their property. Of course, property owners must comply with applicable zoning, height restrictions, building codes, and the city's water policy. Through codes, ordinances, and even ballot initiatives, we can manage and control the pace of appropriate growth. We can influence how new development impacts our water supply, our traffic patterns, our public safety services, and our infrastructure, but we cannot arbitrarily stop it. The city has a number of development agreement contracts in place on hundreds of acres of land, mainly in North Prescott. These developments have already been approved by previous councils and will include thousands of residential units. There is an expectation that they will be built out over the next several decades, not all at once or immediately. Most of these units are single-family homes with multifamily apartments and condos also planned. In each case, a development agreement and water allocation was negotiated, drafted, and voted on by the council in place at that time. These agreements are legally binding contracts to allow the negotiated elements, assuming that they meet all of the zoning, building safety requirements of the city code, and the provisions of our water policy. What does that all mean for Prescott? New home construction will continue. We are in a desirable community. Housing costs have increased substantially in just 3 years, due in part to supply chain, component costs, and labor. So much so that our working class and professional residents, such as police officers, teachers, nurses, and firefighters, are having a difficult time finding places they can afford. The city has established a workforce housing committee to explore whether we can impact housing affordability and how best to do that. More living units are needed for those that work and live here. Prescott has seen consistent growth over the past 10 plus years. The council's challenge is to maintain a manageable level of growth in order for the city to keep up with appropriate services and public safety infrastructure. Through all of this, we must all work together to maintain the community and culture of Prescott while welcoming a reasonable pace of growth and provide an affordable place for all of our valued residents to live. I'm Mayor Phil Good. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again next week.